Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday. I want you to join us in the conversation today because we've got a lot going on and I know you've got a lot going on as well. So, numbers in the studio here, 503-417-9595. Numbers here, 503-417-9595. Thank you to all of our new viewers on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. We added a ton of people this week. We are now the number one home improvement show that's out of the Northwest here on Facebook, which I love because we're just continuing to add content. And all of you out there that are now joining us on the show, even online, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a fun stuff going on today. First thing I wanted to talk about today is we're going to dive into washer and dryer maintenance for a minute because it's such a huge problem up there. But I want you to stay tuned because we're also going to talk about, you know, it's rodent season out there. Rodents are trying to get inside your house. And if you find them, I want to talk about how to clean it up. And then second of all, we're going to talk about in the second hour, if you've got little ones on the way. Well, if you've got little ones on the way, there's a lot you have to do to get the house ready. So we're going to talk about that as well. And maybe you don't have little ones on the way. Maybe your kids have little ones on the way. And as grandparents, they're going to be coming over to your place too. So we're going to talk about that as well. All right. Numbers one more time, 503-417-9595. All right. Well, I wanted to talk about washers and dryers because it is one of those things that is forgotten about. It's not maintained. People go, maintain? What are you talking about? I put my clothes in it. It cleans them. I leave the door open if I have a front load washer and everything's good. I can tell you from personal experience the problems you can have with a washing machine. And we'll start with this first. It was probably a couple years ago when I was living down in Lake Oswego. I had a problem with my washing machine. It wasn't working well. I was going to replace it. I looked back behind it and realized that I was literally moments away from the hot water line bursting. That hose that goes back there, and this was a rubber hose, and I had checked it months before. I had looked back there, and that hose had little boils coming out the sides of it that were not as big as my fist, but halfway there, and it was ready to go. There was three of them. If you look deep on the Facebook page on Around the House, Eric G, you'll probably find the picture. It's up there. And it was like my eye-opening moment of, wow, I was just about ready to have to replace a ton of hardwood floors in my house because that washer and dryer, I got tile in there. But I tell you what, in that house, it was hardwood for the rest of the house, and that was going to be a huge problem. When was the last time you looked at that hose, both of them, behind your washer? Because I tell you what, that's a big problem. Now, next question. If you've got a front load, you know, I love the front load washing machines. It has saved me on water and clothes. And that's why I love the front load machines. But the things with the front load machines is they tend to grab all the little things in your pockets. And if you're a home improvement guy like I am, that means there's probably some screws and some clips and some things like that that maybe didn't get out of those pockets like they should have before they went in there. And they end up in a filter. Filter? There's a filter? Yeah, there's a filter on almost every front load washing machine, and it loves to catch everything from hair clips to anything else. Keeps it from going into the pump. Because what happens is in the top load, don't have to worry about it. The tub ends up its own drain. So most of the time, that'll keep it from going that way. Well, on a front load one, a little bit different story. I have to change mine. I clean mine out once a year or less. As soon as you realize on a front load washing machine that that thing is, wow, those towels aren't getting dry like they should be. Wow. Wonder what's going on. Check the filter because that thing will get jammed up. And I did a More Good Day Oregon segment, so I'll post that up on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. But I tell you what, it changes how efficient that unit is. So make sure you do that. That's a big one. And then what I do too is, since I have a front load machine, I also run through, a lot of different companies make these things. Tide makes them. There's a bunch of different brands out there. I don't care which one you use. They make cleaners for your front load machine. You just put it in and run it through without any clothes in it. And you just run it through it, and it'll clean up the inside of the drum so you don't get that musty smell anymore. So if you're getting the musty smell, keep the door ajar. Now, some of the newer machines have their own self-cleaning cycle. That'll get it too, but you can run these little pods through there, and it'll clean the whole machine out, and then you're good to go. I'm sure there's a dozen home remedies to make your own stuff for that, and that's awesome. I just like getting off the shelf and throwing it in. I don't have time to go home and concoct something. If I'm concocting something, I'm making a cocktail. So let's just get down to that. So here's the thing. So maintenance is big on that. Make sure that you've got that. And while you're at it, make sure it's level. Half the time when you hear that thing making a racket in there because maybe you got towels or a blanket or something in there, make sure that thing's level. And I mean, like, grab it, rock it, make sure it doesn't move. You'll cut most of the noise out of that thing. And the thing is, if it's on vinyl or any other softer floor in there, and if the pads are getting a little worn on the bottom of that thing, it'll dig a hole right in your floor. So make sure that you've got that thing leveled up. It'll be easier on the house too. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Also, I want you to join us too here on Around the House Nation. That is our chat group where everybody gets to put in a whole bunch of little cool things on there. And you can put up projects, you can get kind of group discussions going on, and there's always some great stuff going on over there, so take a look at that. So with washing machines, you know, you just got to make sure that they're working properly like that, and water is the enemy of your house. That is going to tear stuff up. So by checking those hoses, I don't use the rubber hoses, I use the higher-end braided hoses on the outside, and the braided ones aren't foolproof either, but if you put those on, you're going to be a little bit better off. And you know something? When I go on a trip, if I'm gone for a week, I reach back and shut that thing off. Why not? Why not shut that off and reduce that risk? It's not a bad thing to do when you're gone for a week, especially in the wintertime. I just like to get it shut off, and then there's no sweat with that kind of thing. Now, dryers. This is where you get into fire hazard. Now, you got to be careful with this. Now, when you're talking dryers, there's a lot of maintenance with dryers that people ignore. You know, sometimes it just goes right back out, and it just goes right out the wall, right to the outside. It's easy. But if you've got that white vinyl dryer duct under your house, inside your house, that's a good project this weekend. I'd go replace it. That stuff is a definite fire hazard. Most building code won't let you use it. That stuff, if you get any kind of a spark with any kind of a lint, that vinyl loves to burn. Guess what? If it loves to burn, that's the last thing you want next to a heat source. So don't use it. If you got it, get rid of it, change it out. And when you do that, go through and make sure that you've cleaned out. You should be cleaning that stuff out pretty, especially if it goes under your house. So many homes have got 40 or 50 feet of dryer duct. Guess what? The longer that goes under the house and goes outside, less air pressure you have. It doesn't work as well. Make sure you get that stuff cleaned out. There are companies out there that will do this for you. I don't know much about them, but I've seen the cars driving around out there that are doing this, and all they do is dryer duct repair, cleaning. If you're not comfortable doing it, hire a professional. But if you get that knocked out, you're going to have a heck of a safer house, and nobody wants a fire in their house from a dryer. So be careful with that stuff, and we'll talk about our next subject when we come back. 503-417-9595 is the number in the studio, just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday afternoon. Want you to join us in the conversation? It's nice when you join us with your questions. I don't care if you've got water in a basement or if you got a fence that's blown down or don't know how to fix that toilet. We're here to help you at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Make sure you like and follow our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. And you can also find us on Instagram, Twitter. And if you miss any of the show, check out the podcast all over the interweb. You'll find it out there someplace, because I think we're on just about every single format out there. Hey, if you need a solution for your foundation repair or restoration problems, Contact Western Construction System for a free assessment. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that is CCB number 94222. And with these rains, I got a feeling those guys are going to be busy out there, because with the rains coming back into the Pacific Northwest, that's when everybody's water in the basement crawl space problems start happening. So we are getting into their busy season for sure. All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about here this hour, how to clean up after rodents. And, you know, mice, rats, all of those things, we are back in that season again. And it's not like they're out of season, but right now with fall coming in, you're going to find them trying to find nests or trying to get inside your home. So it's a really good time to go through and do a quick little check outside your house to make sure that they're not getting in there. Storage sheds, storage units, wherever else, trying to make sure that they're staying out of those nesting areas, because there's a lot of good materials out there. Now you actually have some really cool spray foams that are rodent resistant, where I don't know if they're what they're putting in them, but it's a spray foam that I think they put some kind of hot pepper in it that they won't bite into, and they won't dig it out. So you can use that for sealing up around the house. And with any spray foam, you know, put on your gloves and use a little common sense when you're using it. But that's going to be a big one on keeping things, you know, dialed in and keeping those rodents out of there. But here's the thing. The biggest thing that I want you to remember when you're not, when you're cleaning up after rodents, is unless you've got a very expensive commercial HEPA filter on your vacuum, do not vacuum it up. Because all you're doing is taking all that HANA virus or whatever else that's in that, and you are blowing that around your house like you're trying to spread it out equally. Keep the vacuum away. The rest of this stuff, when you're cleaning it up, is kind of common sense, to be honest. When you dive into this, put the vacuum away, and then start, just don't make any dust, really. If you need to, get in there with some bleach and water and actually just get it matted down. Because if you got it matted down in there, with that moisture, you're going to have less dust. So first off, put on the rubber, latex gloves, whatever you're doing. And what I would do is go in there and spray the urine and droppings with a disinfectant or a mixture of bleach and water. Let it soak for 5 minutes. Just let it do its thing and knock it down. And when you're using a commercial disinfectant, follow the instructions. This is a big deal. Follow the instructions. One, you're not going to hurt the surface that you're using. And two, that it's actually, if you're using it correctly, you're going to be good. Now, after the rodents and droppings and stuff have been removed, go back and disinfect all the items in that area, including your cleaning tools that you just used to clean it up. And then put it all in a double bag, garbage bag, put it back out, you know, in your trash to the curb. Just get it out of the house, make it gone. These things really aren't that big a deal, but when you've got it on stuff, if you can't disinfect it, guess what? It's probably time to throw it away. Now, there are things you can do with commercial companies and come in and they can use UV light and stuff like that. If you've got something that is very important to you, maybe it's a memento or stuff like that, but treat this stuff very carefully, because when you're dealing with rodents and things like that, this stuff can be a serious health hazard. It's not like you're dealing with skunks and squirrels and that kind of stuff. Those have their own things when it comes to droppings, but really watch those mice and stuff. I mean, as our phone screener producer Steve said, HANA virus is like the U.S. version of Ebola. Got to be careful out there, guys. This stuff will make you very, very sick. I want to get your calls today, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. What are you working on today out there? You working on, it's kind of a nice day here in Portland at the moment. I know everywhere else in the Northwest, you got everywhere from thunderstorms to kind of sunny days out there. So I'd like to hear what's going on. And as well as if you're missing any of this show, I want you to jump over and listen to the SoundCloud or iTunes or anywhere else. You can catch the show after the show ends. We'll have it up on our podcast a little bit later on. So here's the thing with as well as when you're dealing with rodents out there. And I did another one of these segments on Morgadeo, Oregon, on this subject. When you're out searching, trying to find out where they're coming in, you'd be surprised. They can actually get in a hole the size of a pencil. Pretty small, because they can collapse their ribs down and they can get in some very tiny areas. So with that, what happens is that they get in your house and they start to, right now especially, This is kind of the time of year that I spend some time making sure that, one, my house is sealed up, and two, that I don't have any food around there. Now, if you are out there, and I love people that feed birds, don't get me wrong, if you're feeding chickens and things like that, I tell you what, you can get all the neighborhood rats and rodents hiding into your neighborhood. I had when I lived in Seattle, I had a neighbor that was feeding chickens and then all the birds, and they didn't have a bird feeder. They just put the stuff right on their back concrete patio. Oh man, they were the piper of the rodents out there, because that you could get out there at night and you could see them scurrying around their backyard. And got to be a little bit careful with that. Now, there are certain seeds and things you can use out there that are less rodent friendly, that the birds will still eat, or you can just really keep things clean with your bird feeders out there and get up and clean up after them. But be a good steward to your neighbors as well as the birds out there, and if you can keep those things under control a little bit better, you're going to keep those rodents out of the neighborhood. And those things can be bad. When I was up in Tacoma, when I worked up there, we had a cabin shop that I worked in, that I was a manager of, and we had these wharf rats that were the size of cats. I tell you what, if you fell asleep in that place and they wanted to take you, you could get a dozen of them. They'd carry you out of the building out there. They were so big. And they would just kind of lunk around like little lazy dogs. But those things were just huge. Now, you're not going to get those things going in a pencil hole. But I tell you what, anything you can do by watching your trash, by watching your pet food outside, if you're feeding your dogs outside, any of those outdoor things like that, are really going to invite them into your neighborhood. And the farther out in the country you get, you've got plenty of things out there as well. And it's time of year to watch out for skunks, because I've run into that as well. I'm up in the Bethany area here in Portland, and my neighbor, a couple weeks ago, 5 o'clock in the morning, you could hear them making some serious noise out there. The dog was yelping and got skunked, and my dog's got skunked a couple years ago. So you got to watch out for those things. And again, comes down to food and everything else out there. So a little bit goes a long way on prevention, and you're going to have a healthier home. And I want to talk about that here after the break when we come back. A little bit of things to keep that home a little more healthy that kind of ties into this coming into the cleaning up after rodents. All right, 503-417-9595. We'll get your calls just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday afternoon. Listen to a little bit of Jade right there. He's in the studio right now, and there's going to be some new stuff coming out that I've already been listening to that's going to be great. So you can see this kid on my Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. We post stuff up there from time to time. All right, we've been talking about mice and rodents and all those little things that, can create a heck of a mess around your house. Numbers in the studio, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. All right, I tell you what, the one thing when you're dealing with mice and rodents is going to be just being clean and healthy with it. And common sense goes a long way. So it's just one of those things that, sometimes you need a respirator if you got a really bad situation in there. And it's surprising. Sometimes you almost have to bring somebody in to help find those with you, because I've noticed with people, I've walked into homes and you've had big, serious problems with pests and stuff. And I can smell the ammonia burn on my nose, but the people living there can't. Oh, I have a pest problem? And it's surprising how just basically used to people get to that smell. So sometimes even bringing in somebody that doesn't live in the house to help you kind of find the problem will help a long way. Well, hey, I want to say this segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at adarehomes.com, and that's CCB number 593. Now, one of the things I want to talk about, just kind of within, I'm going to expand the subject a little bit to a little bit more of a healthy home. And there's some things that we need to think about, especially this time of year. When we're talking this time of year, we're coming into fall. And with fall, we tend to close up the doors a little bit more. You know, we had the doors closed up maybe for the air conditioning when people are out there. But we get we're opening things up. But here on the west side, what happens is we end up having a significant problem with mold. Now, you'll get it over on the eastern side as well because, you know, you're closing it up because it's cold outside. Ventilation can be one of your best deterrents from getting mold going. Great example. If you've got that, let's say it's the master bathroom in there and you've got a really janky old fan in your bathroom. And maybe it's the builder one that it came in with. It's loud, it's noisy, and it just kind of works, you know? What do people do? You walk in there, you turn the light on, turn the fan on, take your shower, bath, walk out, turn the light off. Well, if that thing's not running for at least 20 minutes, it's not doing its job correctly. This is where I get on my soapbox a little bit. I would change that fan out and put in a Panasonic, and Panasonic doesn't pay me a dime to talk about this. That's the brand that I use. I've used them for 15 years probably on projects and I've never had a complaint about them. Those fans are quiet. They move a ton of air. They're really efficient in how they work. But moving that cool air, I mean, that moist air outside is going to help you. Now, one thing you're going to run into sometimes, especially in the colder climates, you'll see that they're not ducted outside correctly. That's one thing, too, is make sure that's not dumping out into your attic space, because now you're going to create mold, and that's a heck of a health hazard that you don't have to clean up in that attic. I've seen mold situations up in attics so badly before from vents not venting correctly that they've had to pull the roof off and resheathe things because they couldn't get it clean enough up there. You can, that's a spendy deal to have to tackle, and you don't want to have to do that. So if you get that going outside and you've got that duct fairly well insulated, because you'll see this sometimes, especially if you've got a small bathroom with lots of moisture and you turn that fan on and it's venting out, you will sometimes see water come back in through that vent duct. So what happens is you'll be fanning, why is there water dripping out of my fan? Well, what happens is you've got warm moist air hitting a very cold metal duct, condensing, and then it runs down inside and drips on your floor. So another one of those things that a good fan properly vented to the outside will save you a ton in that bathroom. Now, they do make some great, if you've got a mold or mildew issue with the little black spots, or even, you know, you get that kind of copper-colored mildew on the inside of the shower. That's the beginning of mold right there. That's where that's starting out. So when you've got that, get that stuff cleaned out. But if you've got good paint on the walls, and then if you do start to get areas that are low airflow in there, you can get some really good mold cleaners that will actually kill the mold and mildew without having to go through the bleach and water. Because so many people go after mold with bleach and water. Well, guess what? What's mold need? Moisture. You're feeding it while trying to kill it. So whatever the... I don't recommend using bleach water for that, because that water is just going to feed it. If you missed it, now you just fed it. So now you've got a problem again. So use some of the good commercial cleaners out there. You can get them at the home centers. Most places have them, and it works pretty well. And they also make preventative ones you can spray on that'll keep it from growing as well. So that's another place to really keep yourself healthy with that. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. So keeping that humidity down in those spaces is good. One of the things I like for a healthy home as well, when we're diving into this subject, I like to have that vent hood in your kitchen working properly. And it needs to always vent outside of the home. Up until 20 years ago, certain areas, including Oregon, you could vent that back into the house. And it just blows my mind away that you could have a gas stove burning gas in the house with an oven, and it could recirculate, put it through a little charcoal filter to get some of the junk out of the air, and kick it right back in your face. It's crazy. And I can't tell you how many homes that are out there that have this. And that's just not a healthy situation inside your home. It gets even more unhealthy as the homes get tighter, because you want to make your house efficient. So you change out the windows, you put in new insulation, new siding. All of a sudden, you've got this super tight home that you're contaminating yourself. So think about those things, you know, as well as think about after you deal with airflow like that. One, make sure you've got a really good filter. When was the last time you changed your air filter, especially with the smoke? We've talked about it multiple times, and we'll talk about it next week when we dive into our fall home maintenance checklist. But if you haven't changed that filter out there, That is a huge one right now, because I've seen filters, pictures of people with filters that had smoke in their area, and they had a pretty, I'd say, a non-tight house. I mean, it was an older home, and it was sucking air in from outside. Guess what? Those filters were black. Looked like Hershey chocolate was on the inside of those things. And the filters had only been in there for like a little over a couple weeks. So if you're not changing those filters regularly, now's the time to do it. And then seriously, now is the time to do it, because you're going to run into a ton of problems. Same kind of thing. What did I do last week? I had a couple weeks ago, actually, and you saw my Morgan Day Oregon segment. I had him out servicing my, we did a great story about servicing my heater, you know, and that was one of the things we talked about. I thought mine was in pretty decent shape. It needed a little bit of work, which was always good, because it was going to leave me hanging here this winter. So, but when you're dealing with healthy homes, that's one of the things that, especially if you've got mice and rodents, make sure that those ducts are clean out. And I'm not a big call out all the duct cleaning people all the time to do it, but when you've got rodents and things like that inside your house, it's a good thing to get dialed in, is to get those ducts cleaned up, because if they're living in there, that's blowing that material all around your home. All right, when we come back, we'll take all your calls at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595, just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric Jesus. Happy Saturday to everybody else out there. Love to get your calls. 503-417-9595 with all your home improvement questions out there. 503-417-9595. And make sure you head over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. I just posted up some information from the CDC up there, a nice post on how to clean up rodents and go into the details that we've been talking about a little bit earlier. Let's talk about what Becky has to talk about in Milwaukee. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you. You have all my problem topics on your show today. Hey, about the bathroom fan, my house was built in 1978. I just got new tile around my bathtub. It's making noises. It's about an 8 by 8 inch kind of an off-white looking thing. I want to get rid of it, because do I have to have somebody go, it's really far away from the crawl space in the attic to get to that bathroom. Can you put them in through the bottom, or do you have to, sounds like a big job to try to replace it.
You know, it's not too bad. Sometimes, and I say sometimes, you, depending on how it was installed, sometimes you can get in there from bottom side and do it, but it's really hard sometimes, because if they kind of put it in correctly where they put the hood up in there, you know, they put the whole unit up in there, and then it goes into that metal tube that goes outside.
Right.
If they put screws in through the outside of that up there and taped it like most professional installers would put it in, pretty tough to get the in and out up there with doing it that way. Now, some people use flex.
Do you do the screws?
Well, here's what happens.
Screws in?
Well, those are just little metal screws, sheet metal screws that hold the duct together up there with it.
Okay.
But when in doubt, you can have a heating air conditioning company come out and do that. It's not too expensive to have a professional come knock that out if it's beyond your ability to get up into that area.
What about the size-wise? Do you think they'll have to cut the sheetrock different than the existing hole?
Probably not, but that's really easy, to be honest, because you're just cutting out and making a little bit bigger hole. But most of those fans are, most of those fans are a pretty standard size. So if you've got an 8x8, you could get a Panasonic up in there, no problem, make that work. So I don't think you're going to have a problem size-wise, but just getting it up there and getting it hooked up correctly from the bottom side can be tough sometimes. I've done it myself and done it one time that way, and it worked out, but there's many times it's pretty tough to do it. And being in 78, if it was put in when the house was built, it's just hard to say if they even put it in right. I've seen houses in 78 where
probably not.
Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes back then. Sometimes the building inspector wasn't checking those things out very well, and they got away with venting it in the wrong spot. But when in doubt, bring a professional in, and they can do it for you if you don't want to take it on as a DIY project.
How much money do you think they'd charge?
I have no idea what they would for that, but I would give somebody like, you know, even Pyramid Heating and Cooling could do something like that. Give them a call. They're one of our sponsors of the show here. They're great people, but having a vent fan put in like that is really going to help you out in that house, especially with an old 78. When they start getting noisy, then those motors start going, and
it is.
Yep, that start to give you some problems.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Becky, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Around the House. That's a great one right there. And Yeah, they're not that big a deal. You could go through and theoretically replace the motor on those, but I'll be honest, I don't like doing that on those because you still have a unit that doesn't move a lot of air. And yeah, I mean, you could go replace get the new motor, especially if it was a new tone or one of those. You can put those in, but I like putting in the more efficient ones, and that way you can move more air and get that going. Now, one thing I want to talk about before we hit the top of the hour, anytime you're moving air, you have to think about replacing that air. And I mean that. What happens is, let's say you're putting in a brand new kitchen and you have a really tight newer house, or even one that's just been well maintained. If you put in a big, huge Wolf, you know, vent hood for that big Wolf range, and it's 1200 CFM, you got to be careful. If you're pulling out 1200 CFM, you got to put that air back in your house. So that's when you need makeup air. So that's when your furnace, when you turn that fan on, it will kick on your furnace and bring air from the outside that'll be conditioned air to replace that. And that's a danger if you've got gas appliances. So let's say you've got your water heater cranking away. It's a gas water heater, and it's pumping that waste carbon monoxide outside your house. Well, if you're not replacing that air and creating a vacuum inside your house, then what happens is you're sucking that carbon monoxide back in your house, and now you've got a serious health problem. So something to keep in mind anytime that you're doing air things like that, if you've got any kind of a fan, so your dryer. If your dryer's running, that's it. So you've got to put all these things in that, you know, that's pumping all that air outside. It's taking it from someplace. So that's a place that you need to do that. So let me try running out here real quick to Julie in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hello there. We had a couple questions. We're getting ready to do our floors in our house, and we're trying to figure out if we want to do the pre-finished engineered hardwood or regular hardwood in, like, kitchen, living room, upstairs, hallways, minus bathroom area, and what your thoughts on that were.
You know, I like the pre-finished hardwoods. They've got really good finishes on them. We're not gonna have a ton of time for your call, so I really want to pound through this real quick and help you out. The nice thing with those is you get a really hard surface on them, but when you run into some of the stranger beveled edges and hand scrape products, they're really hard to refinish down the road. So with that, I would pick something that has a flatter surface, unless you're getting into the brush surfaces and stuff. And those are great for that, but just realize that you're going to have a hard time refinishing them down the road when you have to do that.
Okay. And then the other question we had is, our upstairs gets extremely hot. We have air conditioning and all that, but the bedrooms, the air conditioning.
Hey, Julie, let me stick you on hold, hold you through the break, and we'll hit you right after we get back. Sound good?
Perfect.
All right, just as soon as Around the House returns.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.